stuck at home and you don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab. It's the Rhonda Shear Social Lab.
Hi, everyone. Are you ready to hair? And if you're new to the show, Rhonda Shear Social Hour, hair is our drinking game. Now, you can drink whatever you want. It doesn't have to have alcohol in it. But when you hear me say hair, or if any of my guests say hair, and you hear me do this,
hair,
have a sip. Cheers. Ooh, yum. Cheers to America. Aren't we glad all that's over? It's over. I'm sorry. 2021 is on its way. The holidays are on its way. Turkeys are on its way. Everybody's happy. I'm feeling good. My birthday is coming up this Thursday. Thursday is my birthday. It'll be the first official time that Van and I go out to a restaurant to eat. We're eating outside. Then we're going to take a couple of days and go to kind of like this resort where, this is kind of cool, where they have archery, they have skeet shooting, they have bass fishing, golfing. It's kind of like being at camp again, except for adults. It's so much fun. So this is the first time we've ventured out of our house since like February. So anyway, I'm happy to see you guys. Welcome in. I've got a lot of new people tuning in. So thank you, IA, and all the new people that are joining us. And Jerry, thank you for liking the Halloween special. We had so much fun doing that. We're going to do a Christmas special. We're going to take some of the ideas from the Halloween special and make it into a great Christmas special. And also, this is some exciting news that I need to announce. We are going to reboot. Now, hi, Guy. Obviously not on USA Network, but right here on, well, we're going to do it from a few places. We're going to do it on Rhonda Shear Social Hour. We're going to do it on Twitter, Facebook, Roku, but we are going to reboot. Are you ready? Hang on. Up all night. Yes. Up all night. We've been working on it. We've got some young producers and directors that are loaning us films to show, to play, that we are really excited about. Also, some established producers that are going to let us air some of their films, which is really, really exciting, and some films that you'll recognize. So if you are a young, or not young, old, I don't care what age you are, excuse me, I don't care, it's not about that. If you're a filmmaker and you just started or whatever, and you want to get your film out there, we would love to air it on our new Up All Night reboot. So write to us at rhondashearsocialhour.com. Go to that last page and just let us know or tell your friend, because we want to support young filmmakers, young writers, young producers, young directors. And this is going to be great. I think it's going to be a smash hit, and it's going to have a lot of the same feeling of Up All Night. Now, we'll have to do things remotely in the beginning, but if we can get this virus behind us, then we'll start going out, you know, and doing things on location. We'll have guests into the studio. We're going to do lots of fun stuff, but we'll start off safely, but we'll still have the hot babes and some cute guys, some talented directors, and I'm really excited about that. So before we introduced Professor Cocktail, yes, Beth, okay, let's have hair. My hair looks great tonight. Ready?
Hair.
It's my little hair dance. Okay, cheers, everybody. It is my birthday week. Scorpios celebrate for like months. So happy birthday, all Scorpios. We are the sex symbol of the zodiac. So, you know, before we ever get our show really rolling, we'd love to introduce our favorite, your favorite. He was a big hit in the Halloween special. Let's take a look at what Professor Cocktail has cooking up tonight and have a sip while you're doing it. And we'll be right back with our spectacular guest.
Professor Cocktail.
Grasshopper, my tie, a shot that tastes like apple pie.
Professor Cocktail.
Tom Collins, whiskey sour, a 50 drink with a giant.
Professor Cocktail, and I'm gonna have another drink right now. But first, I gotta get a little energy here. And on my ear. And on my little cup. Yeah, we're good to go. I'm introducing a new tool tonight. It's called Professor Cocktail Goggles. Okay. What this allows me to do is to look at the content of the alcohol to see if it's really good alcohol. Beef eaters. Yep, that's good alcohol. But I save those for the big projects. Okay? Ha! Okay. Today we're making a pink lady. First we start with gin. We're gonna use beef eaters today. We do a little jigger of this. The next ingredient is called Applejack. We don't really know what it is, but this is actually Applejack. It's a version of an apple liqueur. And we put that in there. And then we have to add the lemon juice. And then, oh, this is the hard part, but I'm gonna try it. And there's our egg whites. And then just a little grenadine. Oh, oh. And after you drink the gin, you won't f-ing care about the egg. Look at how pretty that is. Just like a pink lady. And then we top it off. With this, look at how pretty that is. Gotta wash it down with a little vodka. Oh! There you go.
Pink lady, cold mode baby, gonna make the drink and don't mean maybe. Professor Cocktail.
Hi, it's Rhonda Sheeran. You may remember me from USA. Up all night. Did I get you through puberty when you were a mere teenager? Were you sneaking down the stairs and putting the TV on at 10 p.m. or later and watching those sexy films? Ooh, I bet that was me and you were doing that. Anyway, you can book me at cameo.com/Rhonda Shear and I will have a private message for you. Like, let's just pretend your name is Martin. Hi, Martin. Do you want me to keep you up all night? I will, with a little special birthday song. Happy birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday, dear Martin. Happy birthday to you, you naughty boy. Oh! There's Martin now. Anyway, put me on cameo.com/Rhonda Shear.
All shapes, colors, species, breeds, ages, situations welcome here. Shelter, care, training, so pets are safe and healthy. We're here for you, have no fear. A place for our community, for creatures big and small. SPCA Tampa Bay for all.
No tricks, just treats at RetreatSt.Pete.com.
Okay, so many new things. Retreat St. Pete is my new consignment store. Definitely go check it out online. The luxury items are amazing, but we have all prices for everyone. We're opening a brick and mortar store at the end of November, but right now we're up online and the website is beautiful. So Retreat St. Pete. And yes, I am bookable on cameo.com/Rhonda Shear. And, you know, I'll send a birthday message, a Christmas message, any kind of message you want to any friend. It's kind of fun. It's really fun to be able to do that. Okay. Oh, I got to do one more promotion before my first guest. Okay. Masks. Masks are very important. I just went to my doctor yesterday and he told me we're going to be doing this for a while. I think we're going to be doing it for a long time, maybe like even longer than a while, because I think that there hasn't been as many colds this season. So if you go to RhondaShearSocialHour.com, you can pick up one, two, or four of these, and they're up all night masks. They're cotton lined. They're fabulous. They're so comfortable. And I highly recommend getting four of them. So, I mean, they're so cute. Look at this. Look at the little, look at the sexy girl on the side of this. Ooh. Okay. Anyway, so that was my advertising. Now I can go back and introduce my first guest. So my first guest I've known a lot of years. She was even in Rhonda Shear's Up All Night Pajama Party when my stand-up act with girls and gals years ago. We were ahead of our time before women comics were just like, you know, it was really hard for us to get stage time, but this gal has traveled all over the world, all over the country. She has 1,000 different voices, 1,000 different characters. She is so unbelievably talented. Not only is she an incredible impressionist, but a hysterical comedian. She's performed for the troupe. She's been on all the comedy specials. I've known her a long time. I haven't seen her in a long time, and I can't wait because she is surprising me with some of her favorite characters that she's going to do live right here for us, Miss Bethany Owen.
Yay, hi, Rhonda.
Oh my goodness, girl. You look
goodness. Good. You look great as always, Rhonda.
Thank you. You look exactly the same, girl. We have to do that pajama party show again. We do.
That would be so much fun.
We did it down here. I'm telling you, when things open up, we have to do it.
I know. That would be so much fun. Your shows were like my favorite shows.
Oh my gosh, that's such an honor, considering that you have worked the biggest places on the planet, Las Vegas and everywhere. But look at you. You look like you're a mermaid sitting in the ocean. Where are you sitting right now?
I'm in Huntington Beach. Yes, and my husband has a new radio show that we launched called Surf City Radio.
Oh, Surf City, okay.
Yeah, so therefore, you know, this is the one room in the whole house that is tropical. That's the room in the whole world, tropical.
So, Your hubby is fabulous. We miss him. And you haven't seen my hubby in a long time. We're going to all get together after this virus is going to go away, and we are going to, like, just get out there because I can't wait to break free.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, me too. Although I have been to some restaurants, but I can understand.
That's big. Yeah. But what about performing, Bethany? Have you been, I mean, there's no performances. Have you been performing virtually?
Well, I did a couple virtual things this past summer, which was very exciting. I was called in to do the voice of Madam, and with the puppet and everything. And I worked on the voice, and then it was like I had only 2 days to work with the puppet, which was very tricky because Waylon Flowers, if anybody knows about him,
absolutely,
his puppetry was unbelievable, so masterful, you know, and she was a rod puppet, so I had to have a little help. The fellow who was redoing her face helped me, and he did one of the arms while I did the other, and you know.
So you did the voice and the puppetry?
Yeah, and it was, I'm not sure, it was like a virtual kind of thing as a fundraiser, but I'm not sure, it was like a Hollywood Squares kind of thing.
I would love to see that go. Okay, so the very first person I ever opened for, I cannot believe that, it was Waylon and Madam.
Oh my God.
At the Atlanta Punchline. He was the first person, and he was so kind to me. I mean, I was just starting out, and it was a very, very exciting time for me. He was the first star. And if you all don't know who Waylon and Madam is, go Google it, because he really was a master. And I bet you are an amazing Madam. I bet. She was a sassy, sassy lady.
Yes, yes. Peter Marshall.
Well, I was told, and I wanted to keep it a surprise, that you would just delight us as yourself. And so I just want you to do that because I'm getting such a great fan base now. A lot of my old Up All Night fans are back. A lot of new fans. We started doing this just because I needed to entertain myself.
Sure.
Hi, Jenny. But now I'm like bringing on great friends. Andre loves your hair. Oh, hair. Okay, you don't have to do it, but I have to do it. Cheers. Good for you.
Yes.
Something healthy. I love
it's my trick, you know. I take this on stage because I don't have to touch my lips to it to ruin my lipstick.
Right. I love that. I could do that with vodka.
It's my camping water bottle.
Oh, my.
Everyone.
So you were living in Huntington Beach. I mean, you were listening. You were living in Los Angeles. Right?
Yes, I was living in Los Angeles. And but now actually Huntington Beach is kind of where I went to high school. I went to a lot of schools in my childhood, but we ended up in Huntington Beach. So I'm in Huntington Beach right now. Actually, I was worried that I wasn't going to get to the studio in time to see you tonight. I'll tell you why, because, okay. You want to hear some voices? Okay. So I was on the freeway and I thought, okay, don't want to be late. So I'm going to hop into the diamond lane, you know, because Marilyn's always told me diamonds are a girl's best friend.
Yeah.
I'm like in the HOV diamond lane. And I thought, this is good because I'll get back to the studio lickety split. I wasn't in that lane for more than a minute and a half, and I see disco lights in my rearview mirror, and whoop, whoop, and I'm like rocking out in the car, and then I realize, oh my God, this is not the party I intended to be at. So now I'm on the side of the road, and the officer swaggers up to my car window, and he's like, do you know why I pulled you over for driving alone in the diamond lane? And I go, not so fast there, officer. There are at least a half dozen women in this car. Right, Cher?
Yeah, babe. But I told you what I told Chastity. Not to switch lanes. And never, ever cut anything off. Right, Sandra Bernhardt? Yeah, honey. I'm just like this freeway. I also go both ways. But I'm squashed in the back seat here. Fran Drescher, your hair is so big and fat. Oi, hey, I resemble Larry Morgan. Remember, the bigger the hair, the smaller the hips look.
Oh, Archie always says a woman's hair is her crowning glory. That's why I just set mine. West, I'm all healed with terrific sex in the back seat.
I'm Hillary Clinton, and I do not approve this ticket.
So the officer tells me, buckle up, drive safely, get to your studio so that you can do the Rhonda Shear social hour ASAP.
Uh-huh.
And here I am.
So no ticket because he just saw all those incredible women in your car.
Yeah, yeah. And it happened, you know, a number of times. I was trying to cross, you know, go over the dam. What is that dam outside of Las Vegas?
Oh, Hoover Dam.
Hoover Dam. And I had all my wigs and all my crap packed in our SUV. We were coming in, I think, like from Florida, having done shows. So it is maxed out. And of course, they got to pull over a vehicle such as ours with all this, you know, like,
crap.
Yeah. So they pull us over and I'm like, oh my God, oh my God. You know, we're going to be here for days while they go through every box, every trunk. But we got lucky because one of the security guys, I said to my husband, I said, let me handle this. Let me handle this.
So I started doing Edith Bunker. Yeah. I got my Edith Bunker wigs in the back.
So as it turns out, he was also an impressionist, kind of. So we're like going back and forth, you know, oh, I'm doing Lucy. And, you know, he's doing Ricky. And it was just nonstop fun. So we didn't have to unload. The premise of the story is we didn't have to unload the whole van.
That is amazing. You are amazing that you could just go into and meet all those gals. They're all in your head. About how many friends do you have floating around in your head that you can just pull out of anywhere?
a lot.
Does your husband go, who am I sleeping with tonight? Who are you in the mood for, honey? Does he have a favorite gal, or is it Bethany? Or is he like...
I think when I first met Jim, he was a little partial to Elvira, Mistress of the Dark. Yeah, it's me, really me. You know, the gal who put boob back in the boob tube.
Right, my nemesis, but not really. I love her.
I know.
You really do have a resemblance to Cassandra without even going in. I mean, she's, but you know, I knew Cassandra Peterson, who's Elvira. We did the first sitcom I ever did was a little role on Happy Days, and she was on that as well. And that's where I met her, and she was quite a comic. I didn't know that other side of her, that she came from improv, just like you with all these characters, this mysterious character.
I didn't really come from the improv, but I have taken improv classes, you know.
Right. Yes. No, I mean, so like, when did you realize that you had this? Well, I know you sing, and so you have this incredible ear for music, but when did you just realize this? I mean, were you like a child and all of a sudden you started doing impressions?
Yeah, actually, I was just a little tyke, you know, and my dad would set me up on top of the TV, and then he'd wrap my head in aluminum foil. And it wasn't long after that I would just like, you know, start reciting whole episodes off the TV. You there, young man?
I ain't a young man, but I sure do appreciate y'all thinking so.
Well, I'm Jane Hathaway, executive secretary to Mr. Drysdale, and Granny, I presume, is the cook. Well, then, what are we cooking for Mr. Clampett tonight?
Well, if anybody expects any vittles from me, somebody better shoot a possum.
Oh my gosh, the Beverly Hillbillies! Okay, you got to do a couple more. I'm getting so many comments. Everyone's loving you.
Okay. All right. Well, this one I can do because of the election, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. But I have to do this one in the voice of Audrey Hepburn.
Okay.
Poor cat. I love my cat almost as much as I love diamonds. Poor slob of a cat. He doesn't have a name. I found him by the riverbed. But I was thinking perhaps I will take him to the vet, and then I will name him. I will call him Election. And then if anybody asks, I'll say, this election is fixed.
Oh my gosh, oh my gosh. You know, you have to be an amazing actor to be able to do everything you're doing. It isn't just, and yet you've combined it with comedy and acting and singing. It's, you know, I think I have more appreciation now than ever. Because there's really just a handful of people that have ever done what you can do that have actually become names that we know of.
Well, you have to be a little nutty, I guess.
Well, we're all a little nutty in this business. But I can't do what you do. I remember that on Up All Night, in my last year of Up All Night, when the show was coming out of New York, we wanted to do takeoffs on Lucy and the Honeymooners, Cher. So I had never done impressions, but I morphed into these characters, but not until they put full makeup on me. Full makeup and hair, and then I couldn't do it now. I couldn't. I mean, I would need the whole thing. To visual, I mean, I could. It's not like you, but I did Cher. I pulled her off pretty well, and my best, I thought, was Alice from The Honeymooners. I had trouble with the one I thought that I'd be able to do the easiest was Ginger from Gilligan's Island, and I also thought I'd be able to do Samantha from Bewitched, and they were very kind of difficult. Like I Dream of Jeannie because I kind of,
but that was. Genie.
Kind of, I could pull her off, but those were the Alice of all people. I was able to really get into that character. But
I saw the pictures of you as Alice, and beautiful. I mean, it was perfect.
Well, great makeup artist who like got rid of the eyebrows and brought them up here. But you know, that was the only way I could even start to feel those characters. But you can just like get, pull them out of the air. It's so amazing. It's such a talent.
One of the things that was kind of fun when I broke in Cher. I was booked into Wendover, Utah, Nevada, okay? Because the casino up there, and this was like eons ago, but the casino, half of it sits in Utah and the other half sits in Nevada, right?
Funny.
So, where am I going with this? But anyway, that's where Wendover is. And it looks like, you know, a bomb went off in this place, because it really did. A bomb went off in Wendover. But anyway, I was so nervous. You know, I'm like in the freaking middle of nowhere, but I'm so nervous breaking. That's where I broke in my share. And I was practicing her, you know, for a couple months. And I'd just annoy the hell out of my band, like, Do I sound like Cher yet? You know, they were like, just go away. So, so I had made my costume in the car on the way up from.
I've done that. I get it.
From Tucson to Wendover, and my mom had made me an Indian headdress, and she had had it like express mail to Wendover, waiting for me. So. Those were my dancer days, you know, so
you're a great dancer. I forgot to mention that. An amazing dancer.
Thank you, honey. So my costume didn't consist of a whole lot, right? So the whole time I'm just so worried. Oh, do I sound like Cher? Do I sound like Cher? And I, you know, I had a live band. So the guy on the drums is tom-tomming it. And I made my appearance, and I'm wearing like a deerskin bra, like little blue panties, a belt that I made in the car, and the Indian headdress and high heels. And I walk out, and I was a bono when I made my fame. And it was like nobody could hear me because the whole room was just cowboys. And I swear to God, Rhonda, they all stood up on the tables and they had their cowboy hats. Yee-haw!
Honey, when you look like that, they didn't care what was coming out of your mouth.
Don't be me. I'm still like, did I sound like Cher?
Yeah. They're like, whoa, Bethany, come back and do it. I love that bra. We have a little video of you. So I want to go to the video, and then we'll come back and think of someone new from today. Is there any of the new people you like? I don't like any of them, but think about that if you do. If not, we don't care about them. But let's look at this video of Miss Bethany Owen. Everyone's loving you. Thank you, God.
And there are scandals galore. I'm telling you, even Lady Gaga, I heard, yes, all the Gagas and Lady Gaga's songs have been lip-synced by Joan Rivers. Oh, sure, so I'm a tramp. So I went out with a bus full of sailors. Can I help it if my boyfriend can't satisfy me? Yeah, then I begged him to make love to me. You know what he said? I've fallen and I can't get up.
I got you to talk with me.
Great.
I got you to hold my hand. I got you to understand.
You're all for you to kiss the night.
I got you to hold me tight.
I was born and raised in a little bitty town in southeastern Oklahoma, where the men are men and the sheep are nervous.
I feel like a woman, yes!
Bethany, you know, you amaze me. So many voices. I don't know if any of us has as much going on as you do. Is there a favorite, or is there a favorite request? I know there's some people, you know, always Cher and Marilyn, maybe Joan Rivers, but is there other favorites that people want to hear?
Well, sometimes I do Judy Garland. Take a pill, come on, get happy. A red, a blue, or a gray. So take a pill, you're feeling crappy. How, let's take a handful, let's get happy today.
Girl.
You're amazing.
I'm just screwing around, but no, I do Judy very seriously in the show.
I bet you do. I mean, you're a great actress. You have, I mean, that's what I'm saying is that I know all the people watching are going, wow, they're wowed out, but you have to really be a great actress. And, you know, I mean, is there ever confusion? I always wonder, like, there's been a few great male, I mean, I can't think of the women as much as male impressionists. That,
yeah, there was a great gal, Pam Madison.
Pam Madison.
Yeah. And
is she still with us?
No.
No.
Dear Pam, she's no longer with us. And then Marilyn Michaels, you know, she
Marilyn was Michaels.
Back in the days when Rich Little and
right.
Al
right.
Gorton.
Yeah.
And I had not seen Marilyn Michaels ever do her act. All I'd heard and heard and heard about her. And then finally I met her, maybe it was about 20 years ago, 15 years ago.
Right.
We were in Florida and I did my show at the Marco Polo, and then she came in a few weeks later, and actually Jim did the sound for Marilyn Michaels, which was just
that's cool.
That is like so cool, because all I'd heard was, and when I first met Marilyn, it was on the phone, and she says to me, she says, "Yes, I've heard about you." She says, "Do a voice." So I did a voice, and she goes, "Oh, okay." She says, "But we don't tell people our little secret how we do it, do we?"
So, Bethany, have you ever, I mean, has anybody ever done like either dueling or impressionists working together? That would be so interesting. Or is there two, I mean, everybody probably does sound very different doing it.
Yeah. No, I don't really think, I mean, I was in Sid and Marty Krofft Productions.
Yeah.
Like, I was in a show called Comedy Kings that was at the Sands.
Yes.
And we had four voices in that show. And we would actually watch a TV monitor and we'd see the puppets out on the stage. And we had sketches too, but for the most part, we were backstage looking at TV monitors. And we would do the dialogue and sort of match. So if something went wrong in the audience, or if they went out in the audience and started talking to anybody and, "Hi, Susan," you know, we could see her and we would comment on what she was wearing, because we're looking at monitors. And we would sit like in a single file lineup next to the curtain. And we were very, very close to the audience. They just didn't realize it. And then, and in that show, you know, I worked with people like Mickey Rooney and John Biner and Shirley Hemsley.
Wow. Well, you know what? I love that you and I definitely, as I did, have had a little taste of old Hollywood, meeting some of these great people. I mean, I got to work with Bob Hope and George Burns. I mean, I met Lucy. I never got to work with her, but, you know, it was just great. When I got to L.A., some of these great old timers were still around. And
absolutely. And I, you know, one of my entrees into the comedy world really was Jackie Gale. I don't know if you know.
Sure. Yeah.
He used to open for Frank Sinatra, and then he was in that movie Tin Man. So I was his opening act for a few weeks in Florida. And then we became really good friends. He's no longer with us anymore, but
there were those great comics of that era. Those guys. Yeah. Amazing.
He taught me so much, and he actually started as Lenny Bruce's drummer in
those clubs. That I didn't know. I mean, some of those guys, some of them are really cranky, the Catskill guys, but they were amazing. And
I worked with him the first time, you know, he was like, what the hell are you doing out there? You gotta go through your act. He says, get rid of that shit.
Oh my God, that's so funny. Yeah. Oh, I know. Listen, the first person that put me on, one of the first people that put me on stage was Sammy Shore.
Oh.
Shore's husband, who they were divorced, but he had a showcase room. And I just remember him saying, and I was new. I mean, I was looking like Madonna. It was like in the 80s. I had the skirt on, the petticoat, pigtails. I didn't know what I was doing. And he's like, and I had told him that I was going to go to law school if I didn't, you know, make it in L.A. I was going to go back to school. And he goes, "Honey, you need to go to law school." And so years later, I mean, he was always nice to me. And I'd run into him years later after I had done a few things and up all night. I'm like, Sammy, I'm glad I didn't listen to you.
Exactly.
Although maybe I should have, because at least I would know the law.
Actually, I met Eddie Foy the third.
Yes.
I had a general with him. And for people who don't know what a general is, it's just like a general interview. You're not really there specifically for a part.
Right. Right.
So when he met me, I showed him my book, and he says, let me give you some advice. He says, go home and have babies.
Oh.
So, yeah, it was like so crushing. So then I was like, now you and I have something in common, because I was in a beauty pageant, mm-hmm. and you know, I was just so, I don't know, it was like I was so shy. I guess I was a dope or just dope.
I was too.
Yeah. So. I had my interview with him during the pageant. You know, they were interviewed, and he apologized to me. You know, at that point, that he told me to go home and have babies. Oh. But later, he was not a judge on the pageant that I was up for in that particular. But getting there, the title that I had, what I was going to say is that. I don't know how you say this. They dethroned me.
Oh, yeah. I was dethroned once myself. I get it.
And basically, they dethroned me because my mom told them that I was in a nightclub doing my act.
Oh, my gosh. I got dethroned from a pageant in New Orleans because I appeared in Playboy fully clothed as a kid. Then I got dethroned. I didn't win Miss... I forget which city that was. I was trying to go to Miss California, America.
Okay.
And I didn't. I came out first runner up because I was in the Gong, not the Gong show, the $1.98 beauty show. And they were like,
I remember that.
That is so demeaning to the Miss America pageant. So I found out later that they brought it aired the same, of course, the same week as the pageant. But so did you, I mean, has anyone ever, as a Miss America, at least in the past, because I know it's all changed now, ever done impressions? As a winner, I wonder. I mean,
but see, in those days, Rhonda, I didn't do impressions.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about my dad sent me on the television set is kind of made up. So what I did was a song and dance routine. I sang Vilkman from Cabaret.
Oh,
and
that's fabulous, though. What a great song. But I would be thrown too. So you and I. Well, go ahead. Go ahead.
Oh, no. Vicomin, bienvenue, welcome. Flim pas, étranger, stranger. So anyway.
Oh, my gosh, you're so good. Okay, I could do hours with you. I miss you. This is making me
miss you.
You know, if I do ever get, I've been asked to get this show together, right, even before the pandemic, like the pajama party, because women in comedy, I think they're finally noticing that we exist.
Yeah.
Taken a few years, maybe they're still hard, but they're like, you should just host it. Cause I mean, I haven't really kept up with it, but I can host a show. You would have to be in it, Bethany, because I mean, you would just have to be if you would.
I would be so thrilled. So
there's a couple of gals that I just think would be so special that I think audiences would love because they would be so unique. So you have to we have to stay in touch and
absolutely. Rhonda.
Because I'm all about, like, I'm making a resurgence in my own way, and I'm doing it a lot through this. I'm like rebooting up all night. I'm doing some things, and I do want to touch my foot back into stand up. But even if I'm just hosting, I don't care about headlining. I want to host it, which isn't easy either. But and showcase some amazing talent would be just thrilling. And Florida, you know, we live in Florida, and there's a lot of places here on the coast. And I know down, you know, we are on the what coast? We're on the West Coast, but the East Coast, I know, down lots of clubs and stuff.
Fabulous. Yeah, yeah, no, that I would be so excited. That would
be. Found a picture of Caroline. Okay. We're putting up another picture of you. So, yeah, we need to see the picture of her characters. Like, oh, of me? Oh, it's of me. Okay, well, that's embarrassing to do that with Bethany, but go ahead. Oh, there I am. I'm doing my impressions of Bethany. That's what I'm doing. There I am. But you know what? I really did enjoy Alice, but I love you. I want to thank you for coming on. I'm sorry we didn't make it that other week. I really got sick. It was really horrible, but you know, I look at you.
That's Judy. That's me doing Judy.
Yeah, these full out characters with the, I mean, you don't even need the hair and makeup because you completely You completely get lost in your characters.
I do all the costume changes that you see there are all in the same show. I do that in front of the audience.
I remember you did that years ago. I mean, and you didn't even do, unbelievable. Unbelievable talent. I'm so glad to reconnect with you. Please give your hubby Jim hello. I mean, he's just amazing. Like my hubby, I've been married. You're going to love, I think you met Van in the early days, but I'll be married 20 years in January, which I can't believe.
That is amazing, Rhonda. I mean, Van is a great guy
for you. He's really great. And he loves the comedy. He's always been supportive. So I'm going to pull him out of retirement. He and Jim can go and do our sound and stage.
Oh, perfect. Jim is so good at the tech stuff, too.
And I know. He is.
Just to give Jim a plug, it's surfcityradio.com.
Yes. Surfcityradio.com.
.net. Excuse me. It's surfcityradio.net.
Okay. Yes. We are going to look for Jim or listen for Jim. I love radio, and I think it's like theater of the mind, brain. I love it. That's why I love doing this, where we turn this into a podcast. So this will be a great podcast for all your voices.
Yes.
We'll pull that out. And this lives, this will continue to live on Rhonda Shear Social Hour. It's on Twitter. It's on Facebook. This will eventually go on Roku. So it'll be out there. And then, of course, we're going to have you back on, because then you have to do, you know, the other 3 million characters that are all locked up in you. So there you go. Surf City Radio. Thank you, Andre, for putting that up.
.net. Great.
They love Lucy and Ethel. You know, all my fans are loving you. All right. Well, I'm going to say goodbye so I can get Miss Grace up here. But thank you, Bethany. Thank you so much. You look exactly the same. You're beautiful. And the characters, they get younger. I don't know what you're doing, but let's stay in touch. And you've got a big thing of lingerie coming to you, but Marie will talk to you about that later.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Woo! Jim, I'm so excited. Thank you, dear Bethany.
Okay, thank you, honey.
Love you. Thank you, baby. Bethany Owen, did you not enjoy her amazing talent? We need to have her back on. We will definitely have her back on a girls' night. She is so funny. She is so talented. And her singing voice, just her singing voice, is amazing. Okay, we're going to go to a quick commercial, and then we'll be back with our new regular segment that we're going to do every couple of weeks. What are we calling it? Wait, got to get it. It's fabulous, because it is called Blonde to Blonde, Host to Host, Coast to Coast. Do you want to go into it?
No.
We're going to do a commercial. Okay, we're going to go right into it. All right. Well, here's our open. It's going to get better because we're going to have logos, but Blonde to Blonde, Host to Host, Coast to Coast. My dear friend, Grace Fraga from Los Angeles, comedian extraordinaire, who's got her own show, who's been on every comedy show, who headlines all over America. She's got all kinds of things. I don't want to say, because I'm not sure if I can say it, but let's put it this way. She's got major things in the hopper that we're going to be looking for her on national television. But in the meantime, she is going to be a regular on this show because I adore her. And we're going to be doing our host to host, coast to coast, blonde to blonde. Grace Fraga, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, Rhonda. How are you?
Girl, what? You are gorgeous. The hair. The hair.
Just a little makeup and a little hair. That's it.
Oh, no. I don't know if you're doing this for me. You got to keep this up.
Wait. Okay, here. Okay.
Oh, my gosh. You have to keep. This look is amazing.
Thank you. I'm so happy you like it.
Lashes. I've got my fan. Do you have your water, your things?
Oh, no, just water, because I have like the AC on and my fan, so I'm good.
No ice packs tonight.
No, not tonight. It's actually nice for a change, because this summer
I want you doing stand up in a mini skirt with this look. You look forget all that freaking comedy. You have to look a certain way. You look just so beautiful.
Thank you. You're right. Absolutely. You know, we can be sexy and funny.
Absolutely.
100%. Yes.
Sexy is strong. Sexy and to be sexy and funny is it's strength.
Absolutely.
And confidence. So, you know, you are going to be talking about all things love, romance, reporting on what's going out in LA and beyond. I don't care what you talk about. We just want to hear you talk. But I do know a little bit about dating in the world of COVID. And I can't wait to hear you talk about this.
Well, girl, you know, I'm in the dating scene, right?
Yes.
So I'm very single. And now, you know, with COVID, in addition to the fear of rejection, we have the fear of infection. It's like STDs are so last century. We don't even talk about them anymore. Now it's all about the mask.
The mask. The
mask. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And guys question you. It's like, okay, like first thing on the phone, they're like, oh, are you COVID safe? Are you going out? They're like, they want to know everything related to COVID. It's not like, you know, do you have a mom? Do you have a dad? Where do they live? Do you have a lot of friends? No, they don't care about that.
They don't even care if they have a job. They just want to know.
Nothing. I could be jobless. Toothless, they're fine with that. They just want me to wear a mask and not go out in public. That's it.
So wait a minute. They want you to meet up with them at a place with a mask?
Yes. For example, today. I did a show before coming on here. And it was at 3 p.m. outdoors, obviously, right? So this guy was like, hey, why don't I go to see you so we can meet? We met with the mask, first of all, which was really weird. But then it was like we sat a little bit far apart and we like dropped the mask. I was like, ooh, sexy. Now that's sexy. Dropping the mask is like almost like taking down your panties.
Yes.
Yes. It's yes. Like, oh, watch. You know, it's like so weird. So weird. So, yes, men are obsessed. Most of the guys I talk to, they're kind of germaphobes. So that's the new thing.
Really? But that's good.
Yeah, it's kind of good. I'm kind of happy, but it's a little, it's getting a little old.
Yeah, that's true. But so is, I was reading something about, are there people getting married in this world? Are people getting together and actually, are they doing it and getting married? What's going on?
Absolutely. Well, what happens is, first of all, we have more time today, right? Because we order groceries from Amazon or whatever, or Instacart, and then we order everything, like packages galore, right? Like a package, 10 packages per day. We all get that. So, yeah, we don't go anywhere. We stay home in our pajamas, too, right? That's what we do.
Loungewear.
My Rhonda Shear underwear.
Right.
That's all home. Okay. And so we have more time. So we have more time to date, where before you went out with your friends or did shows or whatever, and now you have time. And so you get to know the person even more, and also because you do Zoom dates. Come on, now it's all about the Zoom magic.
With a cocktail? You do Zoom with a cocktail?
Oh, honey, absolutely.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. No,
great, because all you have to do is put on some makeup, put like dress from the waist up and put the Zoom filter. Aha. Uh-huh. So the filter.
He's excited because he doesn't have to pay for a drink or a cocktail or an Uber or anything.
Nothing. Nothing.
Oh,
I know.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, people have time. We have time. So I guess some people are very lucky and they meet the right person and they just get to know each other really well. So that's what's going on now. It's insane.
Do you think it's safer just to get together and get married than it is to date, maybe, if you find out you're COVID-free?
Yes, but then you can always get COVID. You know, there's always that risk. So how safe is it?
Well, I mean, you could get married and then get COVID together.
Well, yeah, at least you can keep each other company, you know.
But I mean, I think, I can tell you this, I know a lot of people who've gotten married. I mean, they're young. I mean, a lot of young people, I just feel like they're like, okay, forget the big weddings. I'm getting married. We can always have a party later. But I know a lot of people that have just gone, I'm not going to wait for this thing to be over. I mean, they can't wait to freaking, you know, have fun. They can't wait.
Absolutely. And also, I think that people are lonely. I call it the quarantine thirst. Okay. Oh. And it's, yes, it's not just sex that guys in the beginning, they were like, texting you like, what you want? What? I don't even know you. What did? Whatever. So the quarantine thirst has extended to loneliness and emotional like emptiness. So we're all very ready to find our partner. I am ready.
You know, I do think there's an incredible loneliness and depression, even if you're married, which is really sad.
Yeah. No, it's very sad.
Because, you know,
I know, I think you and I were talking about, like, okay, so you'd think that being alone, you would see your husband more. Mm-hmm. I see Van less, yet he's not going anywhere. So that's really weird.
He's in the kitchen right now. He's busy.
He's in the garage. He's on the attic. I'm like, where are you? Like, can you just sit? So, you know, it's like our conversation hasn't gotten deeper. It's gotten more shallow, actually. We're like,
oh, that's hilarious.
Dinner. Here it is. But, you know, I mean, it's okay. I mean, it actually, we're doing well because I do hear a lot of couples are fighting because you're on top of each other and there's nowhere to go, where I think we're at least, you know, shallow talk is probably better than having arguments and fighting. But yeah, I just can't even imagine what you're going through, but you look fabulous. So for Zoom dates, hi, sure. Robin, who just, of my friend,
oh,
Robin.
Hi, Robin.
I love this
one in the sun, Rhonda. I am home all the time.
You're safe, but I want everybody to know before you go on, because I love the stating, I love all the reporting, but you have to write to us at RhondaShearSocialHour.com if you love this new blonde to blonde, host to host, coast to coast, because I think this is fabulous, and Grace and I are going to have a reality show or something out of this.
Yes.
Because either we're going to get married. Whatever. We don't care.
We don't care. Absolutely. Don't care.
It's good. It's just, it talk about social distancing. You and I are really social distancing.
Absolutely. Well, you have to. There's no choice. Absolutely. We're social. Yeah. Well, we would do it anyway. We would do this way anyway, right?
Yes.
So I'm curious. It's great that your defense mechanism is talking shallow stuff. That's great. What happens when you go back to talking deep stuff? What do you think, Rhonda? What's going to happen in your marriage?
I don't think it's kind of like COVID. Like, I think, you know, we're always going to wear masks now in airports. I don't think Ben and I will ever go back to talking anything but shallow. Here's the thing, Grace. When you're married 20 years, like, you have all that BS heavy talk in the early days. It's like, oh, what do you think about this? And what are your feelings on love? And then you start, you know, as the years go by, it's just like everything else. You're like,
yeah,
really, it really becomes, you know, your breakfast. You're like, what are we going to do for lunch? Okay. You know, oh, it's lunchtime. Where are we going for dinner? What's for dinner? And maybe because Van and I are in business together and we're partners, we'll talk about business every now and then. But if I talk about business too much, he gets upset because then it reminds him of business and then he can't relax. So then I have to shut that down. Or if I start talking about, this is what he really hates, I'm like, honey, you know, my birthday really is coming up next week. So I'm like, for my birthday, will you clean up your desk and like the back area of the house where it's really not good? Like, you know, he's really clean and neat, but he's got two areas which are like, he's been vanized. His name is Van. It's like,
yes.
It's like letters and envelopes and tools and only thing that a man knows about. But I'm like, could you just clean that up for my birthday? He's like, I'm like,
okay.
He's like, it's on my list. I'm like, well, you know, if I mention, and he really gets, he goes crazy. So anyway, I think shallow's better.
I agree. I think shallow is fantastic.
I mean, every now and then, you know, we've got stepkids and we've got grandchildren. And I think, you know, every now and then, you know, things might get serious, like health and things like that.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm the one, I'm like his doctor, and I'm the one who gets him to appointments. I'm the one who like makes appointments. And then because he completely forgets. So when I'm doing doctor talk, he'll listen. But other than that, it's, you know, marriage after 20 years is pretty shallow.
It is. Yeah.
Tell me something deep that you're talking about. Something I want to know. Talk to guys. Like when you're,
yeah.
Okay, it's a beginning of like a conversation. Maybe you've had three, yeah, Zoom dates with some guy and maybe, yeah, you kind of like him. So I know in the beginning, like people get into like family. I mean, what do you consider deep? I don't know anymore because I've been married 20 years. Like, well, what kind of pasta do we have? Like, pasta made out of vegetables or real pasta? We've got.
Well,
pasta. All right, go ahead.
I talked the guy that I met today. Our first conversation was about his wife being a narcissistic abuser and my ex-boyfriend being a narcissistic abuser.
Oh my.
That's the first thing. Like, oh yeah, narcissist. And I bet your wife is this and this. And we were like in love with each other because we connected on like trauma and PST, whatever it's called, PTSD.
Yes.
All of that. We
connected. Oh my gosh. But I have to say, being with a narcissist is the worst thing. Were you really with one?
Oh, I was for 3 years. Yes.
See, I didn't know. See, I thought that the original meaning of narcissist was someone who just looked in the mirror all day.
No, that's the low-key narcissist.
Yeah, that's just being vain, right?
Yeah, it's
fine. I realized that a narcissist like takes over your life and wants to take over your, like control you and move you away from people and does all this gaslighting. I learned that. And I if you two were really with those two people, maybe you do need to be together.
I think so. I mean, we're like connected at so many levels. And we met today. He's really short, which I love. He's a Jewish lawyer. You know, I have a thing for Jewish lawyers.
I know you do.
It's my weakness.
Is he older?
He's older. Yes. So I think I might have found somebody very interesting. I'll keep you guys posted next.
I'm so excited. I love this. He was into what you had to say.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, we're like deep into, and then we laugh like two idiots and then we go back to deep stuff. So it's like, great. Perfect.
Okay. I give you all 3 more dates of deep stuff and then get silly. And then Definitely. Maybe you need to meet. And then I don't know what happens after that. You go together to get a quick COVID test. And you then know, you come out negative. You get it on really fast.
That's gonna, yeah, because you can't even kiss because that's how you get it. So I'm scared. I was scared. I was talking like he was right there and I was like, hey, like this, you know, just not even like going full like this. I was like, I have to go because that's how I was talking to him.
Everybody has to bring plexiglass with them and then turn it and then you look through the plexiglass at him.
That is genius.
Your own personal plexiglass. Do you know how much money we can make off of this?
That is brilliant. That's genius.
All right. Well, I'm going to come up with it with you, and we're going to sell it. We're going to sell it. Your own personal private plexiglass. Okay. I have to go. I have a young lady coming up. Grace, I love this new blonde to blonde, host to host, coast to coast. Or no, blonde to blonde, coast to coast, host to host.
Yes. And
everybody's got to look for Grace's show as well. And I love you so much.
I love you too. You're the best.
I can't wait to see you in 2 weeks and your next subject. Keep it deep because I'm completely shocked right now.
I'll be your connection with depth. How about that?
Get into all the issues of LA because I'm staying right here. I'm floating on top of the Gulf waters here. That's what I do. All right. Thank you so much.
You.
Good luck with your new guy. I can't wait to hear.
Thank you.
All right. Hope you love our new segment with Grace Fraga. She'll be on every couple of weeks and keeping us up to date with the newest and the latest and the greatest dating life, love beyond, except politics. We don't want to talk politics, but we'll talk anything else. Okay. So we're going to come back to you with a very special guest right after this commercial break.
Hi, I'm Rhonda Shear, and you may remember me from USA Up All Night, or perhaps you've seen me on HSN selling my own line of Rhonda Shear intimates, or maybe you're watching my new show, RhondaShearSocialHour.com. Well, if you want to watch those and a lot more, you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube. All of you have been looking for Up All Night clips. Well, they're all there, hundreds of them, with your favorite stars and celebrities and fun TV commercials and all kinds of random clips. Things that'll make you laugh, things that'll make you cry, things that'll make you go, ooh! Anyway, join me at Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube. The address is right there. See you there.
Come out tomorrow, so you gotta hang on till tomorrow. Come what may, tomorrow, tomorrow, I love ya. Tomorrow, you're always a day away.
I am very excited to introduce my next guest. She has gone viral on the internet, but more importantly, she is the star of New Orleans, a young star coming on up. There's my puppy, even Sweetie saying, yes, we need to meet Ella Grace Francis. So ladies and gentlemen, I'd love you to meet up and coming superstar Ella Grace Francis. Hi, Ella. How are you?
Hi, Miss Rhonda. How are you? I'm good.
You look beautiful. I love your hair. I do.
Thank you. So do you. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. So I've been watching your career through your mom and your grandmother, who she and I went to dancing school when we were little kids together.
Okay, that's so cool.
Yes.
I love that.
And I'm very proud of you. And I told her in the very beginning, I said, Ella Grace needs an agent because she needs to be a big star on Broadway. And I think right after that, you got one of your big roles. Tell us some of the roles that you have played and some of the plays that you've done.
I've played Brigitte in The Sound of Music at JPAS. I was an orphan in Annie.
Mm-hmm.
Those are two of the biggest. I was Hey Hey in Moana Jr.
Yes.
Because it got canceled because of COVID, but I was going to be...
And you've also done some singing, you know, at your church and in different places. Mm-hmm. What have you done? Tell us about your singing career versus your acting career.
I did a telethon with Rivertown Theaters. I sang Tomorrow from Annie.
Oh, wow.
I was a guest with Miss Sarah Jane McMahon at her Night of Silence concert and theater and much more. Yeah.
And you love this, right? When did you start? What age did you know that you wanted to be an actress, or did you want to be a singer first?
I did my first play when I was 8. I was Gracie Shin in Music Man Junior.
And how old are you now?
I'm 11.
So you did your first play at 8 and you fell in love with it.
I did. I loved every second of it. I still do. I love it.
So you're not shy. You've never been shy.
No, I'd never think I was ever shy.
And what about your brother? He acts as well and sings as well, right?
He does. He's been in theater as well.
So I know you have a big support group, your family, and you've got fans.
The biggest.
And so exciting. So I know you're only 11, but 11, you know, you start to think of your future. I mean, and let's say that it's after COVID and everybody's starting to act, because that will happen again, and perform on Broadway. What would you want to do? Would you want to be in TV? Would you want to be a singer? Do you want to go star on Broadway? What would be your dream right now?
Right now, I think I would want to be on Broadway.
Yes.
The biggest above all. I like to do film too, but I love Broadway. That's been my dream, Broadway. That's my goal.
Well, I have to say, you know, your grandmother told me, she says, Ella Grace has an old soul. She knows all the old show tunes.
I do. I love crocheting and knitting, sewing, watching I Love Lucy, Dick Van Dyke, Andy Griffin, all those old comedies. I love them.
Well, that's how you learn. Lucy was my idol too. I loved her. Can you sing a little bit like from Annie? Just a little bit. I know you don't have any music, but just so everybody, we're going to drop in some videotape so everybody can see and hear you. We're going to do that later. But right now, could you just sing a little bit a cappella for me? Anything.
When I'm stuck with a day that's gray and lonely, I just stick up my chin and grin and say, oh.
Wow. I got chills. Let's just start with the hardest part of the song. That's how Ella Grace rolls. She goes right to the high notes. Wow. Well, I mean, we are definitely rooting for you. I love you being on the show. We're going to have you on because I have a character named Beverly Center, and you have a character. What's the name of your character that you do?
Gucci Couture.
Gucci Couture. Oh, Gucci Couture. And what is Gucci Couture like?
Gucci Couture likes fashion. She's really into fashion. Yes, that's what Gucci Couture
Angela. She loves keeping up with the latest fashion magazines. That's her favorite.
I think I saw Gucci Couture take a magazine and take the fragrance out and give herself a little wipe under her arms.
Gucci Couture does stuff like that. Yeah, just a little. Yeah.
Gucci Couture is very creative. She's very creative.
Very creative person.
But then you did this other video that you went off and you did on your own, all by yourself. Your family didn't know it. It pops up on the internet. And how many views do you have on that now?
Almost 260,000, I think.
So we're going to show that. We're gonna play that video. But so what made you, does your dental hygienist have a name, that character?
It wasn't really, I saw someone else do it on the video, and then I came up with like doing interpretations and like point of views. So I did a dentist, and I thought I'd add a little accent, put my little character to it. That was really,
Did you write it down first, or did you just ad lib it? How did you set up the light? Like, how did you do that? Like, you woke up one morning and you said, "I'm going to do this character," and just tell me how that came into your mind, because that's a lot of imagination. And to be a great actress performer, you have to have imagination to put spins on roles. So I have to know how you made that happen, because you're getting all of those views. Because adults are just, wow, look at this girl, that she's so smart and creative, and your language is so amazing. Your command, your vocabulary for your age is amazing. But how did that pop into your head? You saw something, and then
I saw something, and they held up a light bulb, and I was, I'm gonna do this light in my kitchen. I have like these light fixtures, because I heard you say about like the light. So I just put the iPad underneath it, and it looks like the little thing that they have as a dentist. Yeah.
But you nailed it. You did exactly what, because I did stand-up comedy for many years, what a stand-up comic does. So a stand-up comic makes observations that are real, and then they put a funny spin on it, like the serrated knife, I'm going to put all this in your mouth. They exaggerate reality, and that's what you did. So I think that, you know, I don't know if you know this, but you or a natural comic as well. And I think for Broadway, that's huge, because every role, even dramatic roles, are always richer when you put a little bit of humor into it. And I've heard you've done some spins on characters like that. So where can we find, where can everybody else find that video so we can put that up? How do we find you as the dentist / hygienist?
It was on Facebook. I think my mom just posted it. She's like, "Oh, this is funny. I'm going to post it." And then so it's on Facebook.
Okay.
I believe it's also on TikTok. Just
we'll find it.
Facebook. Yeah.
So was it surprising that you had all those views? Because I think every dentist and dental hygienist in the country has now looked at it. You should be able to get free dental work for the rest of your life.
Definitely. It was very surprising. I was like, my mom was like, "You have such and such many views." I was like, "What?" Like, it was just a funny video that I had posted. I didn't know it was going to explode. I really didn't.
So, I mean, so you did the video because you edited it. Did you just play it all at once and then go back and edit it? Or did you edit it? How did you do that?
App, TikTok, it lets you stop the video. It lets you resume it. It lets you do a lot of different effects. It's like an editing, but you can make the video. You kind of edit as you're going along.
See, those are tools that I never had as a young performer. That just makes you even a better performer, because you can actually edit yourself. But your timing was amazing. I'm giving you a review.
You.
And my favorite thing is when you went, the very beginning when you said, "That's a love pretty name." That is, you nailed it. You nailed it. I've had that happen to me so many times, either in a nail salon or someplace. What's your name? It's Rhonda. Oh, what a pretty name.
Thank you.
So
I listen to a lot of comedy. Also, I watch I Love Lucy. That comedic timing's good. I listen to a lot of comedy.
That's great.
And if
you learn from Lucy, you're learning from the best. I love watching those old shows. They're just
good.
Fabulous. Like the Golden Girls. I mean, you can't beat their timing, their looks, their double takes. So it seems like comedic, you know, what do you call it? Musical comedy is going to be your bag. And I can see you on Broadway
Thank
too.
You.
And I'm going to say, I
Thank
had
you.
Her on my show
before her name was in Broadway Lights.
Thank you.
But I think you're great for commercials. I know COVID kind of got you. Were you starting to start to go out on a few auditions here and there?
Yes, yes, I did. I did a couple of self-tape auditions and then COVID, but I have done some at home since then.
And that's kind of fun too, isn't it? I like, now, when I was in Los Angeles, everything, you had to go in. There wasn't self-tapes. I think these self-tapes are kind of cool because if you don't like your first take, you can do it again.
You can redo it, yeah.
You couldn't do that out in Los Angeles. So what grade are you in, Ella Grace?
I'm in the sixth grade.
Sixth grade. Wow. And you're homeschooling right now, right?
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
So how is that going for you? Do you like it or do you miss the from
amazing.
Your friends?
I love it. I've never wished I went to regular school. I love it. I can sleep in. I do. If I need to, I can stop for a little. If I have like a show and the school is just getting a lot, I can just do some more lessons later. I can just catch up on it later, but I can take a break whenever I want. It really is a blessing. It's amazing.
Yeah, that's so. Do your parents help you with that, or are you on your own?
My mom helps me. Yeah, she's my teacher. But I wake up, I'll do my schoolwork. We'll check it. If I have issues with something, I'll just ask my mom. She's my teacher.
I know. You have a beautiful mom and a lovely mom, and I just love that. I knew you before you were born. I knew your mama before she was born. Sounds weird, but it's true. And you have a beautiful grandmother. And actually, all of you look a lot to me. You all favor your grandmother, who's very talented. I don't know if she had the singing, but she certainly had the dancing.
Certainly. She helps me a lot.
Do you like to dance?
I do like to dance. I love to dance. I'm taking a tap right now.
Good.
I love tap. That's my favorite, is tap. But I took others before. I started when I was three, I think.
Well, I like that you are your own person. I like that you are like listening and learning from Lucy and watching those classics, because you can't beat the old. You can't beat the old classics. Nothing today can beat the comics of yesteryear. But always, this is my advice: always be yourself. I don't think you should ever want to be anybody else but yourself, because you are very unique. And it's so much fun watching your poise, and you really are. I could hang out with you, Ella Grace, and I could leave your mom and Trudy, your grandmother home, and just you and I could go out and have some tea and talk showbiz, darling, and fashion.
Fashion, yes.
Yes, because, you know, I love, you know, this loungewear that's in style, because look, Ella Grace, you can take it and show your abra. You can show your
yes, the abra.
Yeah, they're
the
very
comfortable abra.
Ella Grace, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you. It's such an honor, really. I love you. I love who you are. It's amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's an honor to have you. And we're going to show all of your clips, and I'm going to have you back on, especially when we get past this, we get a vaccination, we all are feeling safe, and you're performing again. I'm going to keep up with your career so we can show, you know, just so everybody can keep up with your career. Now, don't get too famous for me that you won't come on my show, Ella Grace.
Oh, never, never, darling, never.
Never. Never.
Okay. Always remember you.
Thank you, darling. I'll have my people call your people, and then the people will all mix, and it'll be fabulous.
Fabulous, yes. Have your people call my people.
They'll call you. Love you.
Love you, honey. Bye.
Bye. How's that for talent? Let's just hit the highest note and go from there. We'll be back with more of Rhonda's Your Social Hour with more talent.
Hi, darling. How are you? All right, what's your name? Jane. Oh, I like that name. Very, very pretty. All right. Oh, honey. You haven't been here in 2 years. I'm going to absolutely obliterate you guns today. All right, let's get started. All right, honey, you comfy? Okay, let's just adjust that real quick. All right, now I'm just going to be scraping in between your teeth with basically a serrated knife, all right? Tell me the truth. Do you floss? I'm going to shove literally three things into your mouth at once, okay? All right, just a little bit of air, okay? All right, you may now go rinse your mouth out. Do not be alarmed by the amount of blood that will be in the sink. Oh, I am so sorry. It's been a long day. Okay, she doesn't floss. There's black everywhere. I'm vomiting in my mouth. Okay, all done. Yay. Here's your goodie bag. Here's your goodie bag, little girl. Oh. Next.
I'm Rhonda Shear, and you may remember me from USA Up All Night, or perhaps you've seen me on HSN selling my own line of Rhonda Shear Intimates, or maybe you're watching my new show, RhondaShearSocialHour.com. Well, if you want to watch those and a lot more, you need to subscribe to my YouTube channel. It's Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube. All of you have been looking for Up All Night clips. Well, they're all there, hundreds of them, with your favorite stars and celebrities and fun TV commercials and all kinds of random clips. Things that'll make you laugh, things that'll make you cry, things that'll make you go, woo! Anyway, join me at Rhonda Shear TV at YouTube. The address is right there. See you there. If you know anybody who wants to show their film, or you're a producer, director, and you have a film that you want us to air as we reboot our Up All Night show, we want to hear from you. Go check out all of our past episodes on RhondaShearSocialHour.com. Buy our beautiful, fabulous masks. All these shows will continue to live live if you want to see more of the guests from previous shows and this week's shows. We will be back next Saturday with more fabulousness. Love you guys. And so this is my new saying as I close the show. If it's Rhonda, it's Florida, Up All Night, love and sizzle kisses. 99.
Stuck in quarantine, don't know what to do. Hold on, baby, Rhonda, she's got you. Grab your computer, log on, baby, you got the power. It's the social distancing, social life. The social distancing, social